Unit 15, Hiring an Employee. The scientist woke up from her bed in a fright. She thought that she had overslept and would be late to the laboratory, but quickly realized that she was fine. After getting ready for work, she ate a full meal of biscuits. Biscuits and gravy in a big glass of orange juice. She swallowed down a large portion of megavitamins. Megavitamins to keep her immune system healthy before turning on the television for the morning news. They were talking about a new bill dealing with stem cell research that would likely be vetoed. Vetoed by the president. She did not agree with the current mandate. Mandate and hoped that stem cell research could begin in her lab soon. On her way to work, she thought over a list of applicants. Applicants that wanted a job at her facility. They were all qualified for the job, and it was a hard decision to make. She had been promoted. Promoted to a senior position at the lab only 3 weeks earlier, and staffing responsibilities were now a big part of her job. She analyzed the applicants' resumes and backgrounds over and over again, but it was very difficult to find the best match for the position. If the stem cell law was repealed, their facility would have a lot more subjects to work with, and so whoever got the job needed to be up to the challenge. More than anything, she did not want to hire on someone who might mess up and put the lab in a precarious situation. Just 4 months earlier, a new hire swindled valuable research from the lab and sold it off to a pharmaceutical company for a great deal of money. She could not afford a mistake like that. Whoever she chose needed to be an asset to the laboratory and not a liability. Liability. After mulling it over for many hours, the scientist decided the only realistic way to determine the best candidate was to hold a second round of interviews. While this seems repetitive to most people, she felt it was necessary to have a second look in order to find the best match. In the end, her technique paid off as one candidate stood out well above the rest of them. The new employee even discovered a new solvent to be used to form a new compound in the lab.